These days you're called upon to publicly speak, called into classrooms and business class. Is that true?
That's true. And
right.
That's been an absolute joy for me. In fact, just last night I spoke to a debates and dilemmas class on campus in the Entrepreneurship College. The dilemma of values was the subject matter. And my co-presenter last night was a dear friend. His name is Marty Grubbs. And Marty is the senior pastor at the Crossings Church in Oklahoma City. So it was interesting. Marty's opening comment to the students last night was, well, we're kind of the odd couple up here because I run a church and he sells beer. He says, he goes to church and I like to drink beer. And that's how he introduced himself to the students. But it was just a great deal. And just kind of to juxtapose how I've used the values my parents raised me on and what the core values are at the Crossings Church. It was just a great dialogue with Marty and I and the students for more than 2 hours. And then it went informal. We moved to a restaurant here in town and continued for another about an hour. So it was really, really exciting. I love doing that kind of thing. The very first time I had the chance to speak in public, I was invited to Woodward, Oklahoma, to address the annual Chamber of Commerce banquet. And this was back in 1993. I just thought to myself, holy cow, you know, why do they want this bar guy? By then, obviously, I was a restaurateur as well, but when people ask me what I do, I always say, well, I got a beer joint in Stillwater, you know, because that's how I started. But I just kind of told her story. I mean, that's why they invited me. By the end of the night, people came up and they talked about how special their experience at Eskimo Joe's had been and what a big part of their experience at Oklahoma State it had been. My adrenaline never probably run hotter or higher in my whole career. It was just an aha moment. Wow, we've really affected people that much. It was one of the great evenings. And I decided at that point in time, boy, if I get invited, I'm going. Because this place means something to people. And to get to hear that story, I think, will really be important. And by then, I'm thinking of myself slightly differently. What's my role? How do I add value to this place? And public speaking is one of the ways I think I've really connected with an awful lot of people. It's been a big part of what I've done for the last nearly 20 years now.